Of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I try to take care of myself. I try to eat right. And I love fruits and vegetables. I'd rather have them than anything else, but I know I don't get nearly enough. So I thought I'll try it for 2 months and no harm, no foul. If it doesn't work after that, then I've tried it and at least I know. Within 2 weeks, I noticed a huge difference in my energy, sleeping better at night, and just energy. I would get up in the morning and get up, not just sit around. You guys have got to try this. You have to try it. You owe it to yourself to try it.
The wife and I both think it's done a lot of good. We both think it's improved your overall day-to-day how you feel. And we've turned everybody onto it. Our kids are on it. We've got brothers and sisters that are on it. We've got some neighbors we've turned onto it. So we're very pleased with the product and the results. It's not like you're Superman, but you definitely know you're healthier. You're going to lose weight. And I've never heard that said in any of the commercials, but by golly, you do.
I work in a school, so I'm around like 1,000 kids a day constantly. And so I wash my hands and use alcohol on them probably 100 times a day or better. And my hands are always cracking open and splitting. And I did not have that this entire winter. And I bet you anything, this is me, I bet you anything it's balance of nature, because it's the only thing I've done different. Like the guy on your commercial says, I'm going to keep on taking it the rest of my life. And I feel the same way. It's going really good. I mean, I feel better. I've got more energy and, you know, I can go through my day better.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KATE.
You're still looking good.
I'm still feeling good. You know, I've got all your MyPillow products. Mattress topper, bed sheets, MyPillows, towels, slippers, blankets, sleepwear, dog.
Whoa, Charles. Everyone now can get MyPillow products at huge discounts at MyPillow.com. That's right. Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to take advantage of our 3-in-1 sale. We're bringing you exciting new products, overstock specials, and closeout deals you won't find anywhere else. For example, when you buy one of our brand new MyPillow 2.0s, you get another one absolutely free. And with our overstock sale, you save 50% on our luxurious Giza Dream bed sheets. That's as low as $29.99 for the best sheets ever. And with our biggest closeout special, you get our all-season slippers for only $35. Or our sandals and slides for just $25. Quantities are limited, and once they're gone, they're gone.
Use the promo code KATE, K-A-T-E, my first name, and get all of those steals and deals. Mother's Day and Father's Day are coming, and you need these products. They are amazing. Thanks, you guys.
Never before in history did we have to fight with our own country for the security of our own country. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Let me start off with two words, made in America.
Yeah, I was sort of raised in the Puerto Rican community at home, politically.
As I was with Xi Jinping, I've spent more time with him than any world leader has over the last 10 years.
January 2021, I stood in the U.S. Capitol to be inaugurated as President of the United States. Just days before, on that very spot.
Dripping in blood, surrounded by carnage.
A violent insurrection took place. A dagger at the throat of democracy. I was standing with a black woman about to take a 2-mile procession down Pennsylvania Avenue as President and Vice President of the United States of America.
We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
That the number one threat is the strength. And that strength that we built is inflation.
To stand up against the poison of white supremacy, as I did in my inaugural address, to single out as the most dangerous terrorist threat to our homeland is white supremacy. And I'm
not saying this because I'm at a black HBCU.
Let me be clear. If you're in a state where hurricanes often strike, a vital part of preparing for hurricane season is to get vaccinated now.
Some airlines, if you want 6 more inches between you and the seat in front, you pay more money. But you don't know it until you purchase your ticket. Look, folks, these are junk fees. They're unfair, and they hit marginalized Americans the hardest, especially low-income folks and people of color. And Corn Pop was a bad dude, and he ran a bunch of bad boys.
Hi there. Welcome, Kate Daly Show. Yeah. Biden spoke at Howard University, and that was parts of his speech intermingled with other parts of speeches. Two words. Made in America. Isn't that three? Anyway, welcome to the Kate Daly Show, Reel of Incompetence and Crazy. And we have the great, by the way, the great Uncle Milty. How are you?
Oh, I'm good.
And, and the great Chris Ann Hall joins us, expert attorney, constitutional attorney. How are you?
I'm fabulous. How are you?
I'm good. His speech, we're all white supremacists and we're all pretty horrible. And I just wanted to get your take on that real quick. That's what he told Howard University.
Joe, of course, who was friends with Corn Pop and let little kids play with his hair on his legs in the swimming pool.
I could not find that clip. I wanted to add that in. It was an interesting compilation. And yeah, he said all those things. And so what do we do? I mean, it's insane, but we had a coup on our nation and that's what we're stuck with. So unless the American people stand up, we want to talk about like more of a social issue right now, I think.
Cultural would be good.
Yes, you're right. Cultural issue. I had a post up. I can't remember when this was posted. But it was the fact that drag shows, they have the right to exist. Drag queens have been around forever and long before I came around, and that they have a right to do what they do. I would never stop a drag show from happening, even though I wouldn't attend. I just wouldn't stop one. But then we have the side of government and what's kind of going on right now. Do you want to address this, Chris Ann?
Well, let me just lead off by saying, I am always advocating for the least amount of government possible in a society of immoral people.
Right.
It's like James Madison said, if men were angels, we wouldn't need government. Mm-hmm. And so we all realize that there are people in society that lack the ability to self-govern, right? They have no moral function. They take what they want, regardless of how that hurts other people. Mm-hmm. And the problem is that we've now got the same kind of people using government to take from others for their own benefit.
Yep.
And so I just want to say from the get-go, I really espouse the same principles that our founders did, that we should be striving for the least amount of government possible.
Right.
The problem enters in, though, Kate, when we don't properly teach what is the proper role of government. Yep. What is government created for?
Right.
If men are not angels and we need government, what is government created for? And what we don't realize, because we don't teach in the majority, right? There are a few, you know, I'm sure many more at listening to your program than in the general public. But we have to understand that the majority of people believe that government is there to provide them with things, with services and goods and a comfortable life. You know, I mean, it's interesting. I get to read constitutions from other countries in what I do, and I've been studying the Constitution of Finland recently for a contact that I got from a representative there in Finland. And foreign constitutions are very socialist. So people have a right to a house in Finland. They have a right to medical treatment in Finland. They have a right to a living wage in Finland. So, I mean, and if they can't have a job, they have a right to you know, money to live and a house to live in.
Right.
But we've mixed up all of that. And so with this understanding that government's only purpose is really to secure our individual rights, not to regulate them, to secure them.
That's a great differentiation.
And then to punish evil, and to punish evil and promote good. We have to understand, like you said, drag queen shows have the right to exist in a private property forum.
Yes.
And it's not government's place to regulate that out of existence.
Right. You're right.
And I'll say that it's not even government's place to really regulate it much at all. What really has to happen is cultural limitations, meaning people acting in a capitalistic way. Culturally, I'm not going to attend that. And from a parental, moral parental perspective, I'm not going to expose my child to that.
Amen.
It's not government's job to tell our parents what they can and cannot expose them to within certain limits, right?
Right, right.
If you are engaging in violent behavior against your child, and I will promote to you that, or propose to you that, pornography is a violent behavior to your child.
Yes. Yes.
So violent behavior does not necessarily mean physical striking. Violent behavior is emotional and mental abuse as well.
I agree.
So if you're abusing a child, that's the government's job to punish that evil.
Yeah.
But, like, if I want to take my 15-year-old to a rated R movie, even though it's dated rated R and it says 17 years or older only, I have the parental choice to do that.
Yes.
It's a cultural thing that is imposed, not a legal thing. And that's where we need to be. We really, really err when we increase power of government to impose parental regulations and then wonder how we've lost parental rights.
Yeah. Yeah. There was a very, very dark, macabre circus going around to some of these states near me and landing in my state. Now, I'm in the state of Utah, and people were upset, wanted it shut down. But my view on that was, look, it needs to stand. You need to these events have the very right that I do to have an event. They have the right to have their event, too. The thing I worry about the most are how many seats are getting filled because of public choice to be there. Because it says more about our society than anything, right?
Right, and if Christians are angry about that, Christians shouldn't be running to government to have it shut down, because the same law that shuts down that is the same law that will be used to shut down your church service, your worship service, your prayer meeting.
Right.
What Christians who are angry about that need to do is stop acting like Christian spectators and start acting like real Christians. Your job as a Christian is not to attend church service once a week. Your job as a Christian is to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ actively in the hedges and the highways every day to every person you go. If you are a Christian, then you know only Jesus will save us morally. That's not government's job, nor can government do that. And the only way Jesus can help us morally is if people accept Jesus as their Savior and are filled with the Holy Spirit.
Right. The only I'm going to totally agree with you. The only things that I have a problem with are if cities pay or cities allow these kinds of shows, just like I would equate it to a strip club show, in a city park with our funding in front of kids, which is the most important part of that sentence. Or they bring in these drag queens, and I just watched a show where they brought in drag queens dressed completely indecent into a kindergarten class and had all the little kids twerking with them and doing all kinds of stuff. That to me is abusive, because I wouldn't do that with strippers. I wouldn't bring strippers in to see five-year-olds. So
here's the distinction, Kate, though. If it's a public park, pay for tax dollars, and there's not actual naked stripping going on, right, then you really can't engage in content discrimination. You cannot say you can't have this person dressed as a man who's dressed as a woman, fully clothed, dancing in your street, in your park, or doing its thing because Once you create regulations like that, the next thing you know is you can't have worship services in your parks and that sort of thing. Christians are always complaining that you can't do, you know, prayer meetings at the schools, and you can't go give Christian messages at the kindergarten. So you can't have drag queen messages at the kindergarten either. But if you're going to fight for the drag queen message at the kindergarten, then you have to allow the Christian message as well. If you're going to fight against the drag queen message in the kindergarten, then you have to also fight against the Christian message in the kindergarten because they are government schools,
which I
and
think
government can't engage in content discrimination.
I think what people are noticing, though, is that the spiritual side that you're talking about is already out of the 5 year olds. No, they're not. They're not going to get near the 5 year olds, but the drag queens are.
Yeah, so if they're allowing the drag queens in, then people have to file lawsuits when they're denied their Bible reading time in the classroom.
No, that makes sense.
So what happens if there's a drag queen reading day at the school? Then you go to the principal and say, hey, look, you had a drag queen reading day. I want to have an Apostle Paul reading day.
So Uncle Milty...
And when they deny you, then you sue them.
Uncle Milty's volunteered to dress up like a drag queen but read the Constitution.
All righty then.
Well, there you go. I mean, yes, I think we need to be very, very careful. I know a lot of people were like, shut these down, shut this down, shut that down. And I can understand why. We're seeing a lot of evil everywhere. But that, but we, if we, we live in this country, we have to allow these things. Just remember, like the penthouse stuff. The penthouse, well, it had a right to exist. You know, it's the person that picks up the magazine I'm a little worried about, but, you know, that's on them. It's their choice. We got like 15
seconds. And we really, as parents, have to take greater responsibility for the raising of our children.
Amen. I mean, I can't say it better. And you're right. You're right. All right. Thank you. LibertyFirstSociety.com, ChrisAnnHall.com. You're amazing. Keep it up, girl.
God bless.
Bye-bye. God bless
you. You're doing great. Be right back, and I'll take your calls on what Chris Ann Hall had to say. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
There ain't no man can't save me. There ain't no man. There ain't nobody here who can cause me pain or raise my fear, cause I got only love to share. If you're looking for truth and proof, you'll find it there.
Well, I love this song. The Yvette Brothers, Ain't No Man. I've been playing this 10 years probably on the show, maybe 10, 8, something like that. And my little granddaughter learned this song, and she was shocked that I knew it. Just shocked. Yeah, I know this song. She performed this song at her school. Welcome back to the show. Balance of Nature. So grateful for a product that does what I need it to do for myself and my family, because I was searching for a food supplement. I knew after all the research I had done that our food supply was in a bad, bad state. You've got to eat a truck full of potatoes to get the same nutrient out of one potato today. It's that bad. And so I was searching for a supplement and I found Balance of Nature. And then I take that every day, and so does my family. And we absolutely love it. And I hope you try it too. Go to balanceofnature.com, code word Kate. You'll get 35% off right now and free shipping. But I'm telling you, when you find something you love, you tell people about it. I had put a post up on Facebook and I said, give me a product you love. People love to say, I love this product or I love that product. And several people mentioned Balance of Nature, and I was so glad because it's helping so many people out there. Get Balance of Nature. I talk about it all the time. And if you put in the code Kate, not only does it help the show, you get healthy. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes, I called in about the issue you had with Chris Ann about illegal, whether you should outlaw drag shows, outlaw drag dress, and so forth. And generally speaking, I agree with her. I want to maybe add a little to what she said.
Okay.
The most important distinction is private property versus public property. Mm-hmm. If it's private property and people aren't looking in your mm-hmm. windows and so forth, that's a whole different thing.
Yes.
But as for what you said about parks, that's generally true. But with schools, what's really important is what is the function of government? First of all, anybody has a clue what's going on in these government schools should be ashamed of having their kids in there. Mm-hmm. If you have to give up your home and live in apartments to teach your kids, get them out of those abuse centers. There is nothing but socialist training camps. But getting back to if your kids are there, and the rest of us, too, that pay for them, what's important is, are they being sexually suggestive dress, or is it appealing to prurient interest, you know, the term the Supreme Court used? If that kind of dress is going on, then they can be banned and should be banned. Mm-hmm. Certainly any activity such as a drag show should be banned, because that's not a function of education to have drag shows or right. grooming kids. So those sorts of things should definitely not be allowed in the schools. And because you know these drag shows, they're very sexually suggestive dress. Mm-hmm. You know, they're half naked. Mm-hmm. So if you just dress up like a woman and you don't have any sexually suggestive clothing on, that's one thing. But schools are different than parks, and that's mm-hmm. a big point I want to make. And we shouldn't even have to be dealing with these things, because government schools shouldn't even exist. It's an un-American concept.
Well, I'm with you there. Thanks for the call, because we have to go to a break, so I appreciate you keeping that short. Thank you. Look, I don't, for the same reasons that they like in my area, we have, you know, that's indecent, right? We don't have strip clubs here, right, in the area that I live in. And, but for some reason, there are people that see that much differently. I don't. I think it's around the same. It's all adult entertainment. So, you know, if you want to go rent some place and have your party, I could care less. I mean, I really could. Go have your party. Drag show's been going on a long time. But when they do use public parks in our public schools, I do have an issue with that. I do have a problem with that. I don't want anyone around little kids, unless the parents choose to bring the kids there, but not if the kids are just playing. If the kids are just playing at a park and all of a sudden you've got this show that shows up or this, you know, is that fair? I mean,
yeah.
I think we could keep them away from parks, right? Be right back and I'll take your calls. Be right back.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
You fathers and you mothers, be good to one another. Please try to raise your children right. Don't let the darkness take them. Don't make them feel forsaken. Just lead them safely to the light.
Love this song.
When this whole world is blown asunder.
Billy Joe Shaver, Live Forever. It's one of the greats. Welcome back to the show, and go over to my store for lots of different products, or MyPillow. MyPillow.com or MyStore.com is all owned by Mike, and let me tell you, you're going to get the best products for Father's Day coming up. Also, they have just really great like 24-hour deals or 48-hour deals. So you're going to want to follow them also like on Facebook, because they have really amazing things and lots of products and so forth. And it's all American made, fantastic company. And you're going to get up to 90% off. I don't know if you can beat that. You can't even beat that at like an annual whatever sale, New Year's sale or whatever. You know, remember how they used to always do those sales once a year? You can't even beat it. So 90% off some of the most amazing things. I like the sheets, the towels, the slippers, the robes. It's just fantastic. MyPillow.com and put in the code Kate and you'll get those savings. And the slippers, I think on MyStore.com, you can nab for $25 still. If I'm not mistaken. So I'll take your calls and what you think. You know, this for us, for me, this was a local subject a while back, and drag shows. And it was interesting to see the public, because I think your first thing is, gosh, you know, you feel inundated with a lot of stuff going on culturally that you don't agree with.
Yep.
And I understand it, because I'm there with you. And you get heartbroken because you see, oh, people want to go to this thing. What the, you know, what in the what? And you see these little macabre circuses that are just kind of evil looking. I mean, the stuff they're doing in them, it's just gore and weird and crazy. And it reminds you of Sodom and Gomorrah. I get it. But at the same time, I live in this country that says, okay, you can do that, but I'm certainly not going to go sit in the seat.
You know, it's so interesting the way things are today. Yeah. And yet the solution to almost every problem comes mm-hmm. down to common sense.
I know.
It really does.
I know. Like, I wouldn't boycott an LGBT dance if they held the dance. And in my area, they held a dance, like a Valentine's dance. And my thoughts were, I'm not boycotting that because they have the right to have a dance if they want one. Right? I live in a country that says you can go rent a private property and you can go have this dance. And even though I don't agree with the premise of it, I don't agree with what's going on in our culture with it. I the only death threats I've ever gotten are from the LGBT political groups, the crazy political groups. But I still wouldn't go boycott it because why? I mean, I believe in America. I don't want them boycotting my Liberty event, right? So we all give each other the space to exist, but it doesn't mean you have to go. And she's right about, Chrisanne's right about the kids, about it's the parents' decision. I get heartbroken when I see young parents go, I'm bringing Johnny so he'll learn about love. And I'm like, oh, I want to cry. But that still doesn't mean I'm going to go boycott, like, and say they can't do that if right. they make the parental decision to do it.
But you see, today the problem is not that we're mm-hmm. not giving people the space to live right. the life they want to live.
No, we do.
The problem is we give them the space to live their life, and then they want to take our space away.
Well, yeah, they get the creep in there.
Yeah.
And I get that because when was the last, I'll get to you in 1 second, caller. When was the last time, I mean, growing up, those kinds of things didn't filter in to target kids.
No.
They were available to the public, but it wasn't like, we're here for your children.
Yeah.
And now we're here for your children. So yeah, I say you fight that type of thing because I don't want the targeting of kids, but that's something that's fairly new in this last decade that they are getting very good at. And it really does make me ill. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate. Hi, Uncle Milton.
Hi.
It is extremely upsetting, and I don't have any young children right now.
Mm-hmm.
But it just dawned on me that these drag queens, because I lived right. in San Francisco for a while, mm-hmm. they would hate to be laughed at.
Yeah.
So I don't understand why people, they have the right to jeer and laugh and boo,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that would be a better response than
right.
to sit there going, oh, my goodness, you know?
Yeah.
And it reminds me of a story of Shirley Temple when she was a young girl.
Mm-hmm.
Her mom and her went to a casting call or whatever. The mom and Shirley were separated.
Mm-hmm.
And the music producer came out naked. And Shirley Temple started laughing. She was a young girl.
Hmm.
And it shut him right down.
Really?
She wasn't molested.
Yeah.
She told her mom afterwards, and her mom had a similar weird experience.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think that, you know, there's nothing wrong with telling your children this is silly and to laugh at it. Mm-hmm. I don't know what else we can do.
Thank you. Really appreciate the call.
You're welcome.
You know, it's a tough thing because it's hard for us to remember what government's for and what it's not. At the same time, people will make choices you don't agree with, and you have to allow that to happen, and you just kind of have to suck it up a little bit and say, well, that's what they're choosing. And hopefully you don't have a whole culture that gets to the point where everything they're doing is so horrific. But I know how it hurts the heart because you don't want to see the excitement over some crazy, evil little circus coming to town, or you don't want to see the excitement over, ooh, I'm going to, and then under the wrong premise of, this can teach love. It's so weird to me that somebody would say that. That doesn't teach love. Love is taught at home when parents love each other and you love your siblings and everything, and you love God. That's where love is taught. Let's say this is strictly for entertainment purposes, and I would have to say it's adult entertainment.
Yep.
So let's classify it right. But that's what's going on right now. There's a whole shift to making it about teaching something to children, and there is no teaching it to the children that's going on, right?
It's really amazing. Even mm-hmm. if it wasn't an adult
right.
thing, what if all of a sudden golfers uh-huh. decided that they were going to make everybody play golf?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's it. Whether you like it or not, you're going to come out to the driving range and play golf.
Well, I know. It's just hard. I think it's hard for us. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Milty and Chrisanne are right, Kate. I hate you.
But I like the last caller to laugh at them.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them, look at these, look at those freaks, kids. If you ever see these people, you run away.
Yeah.
And why don't we do it in the road? When I when I think of abortion, mm-hmm. I feel like throwing up.
Yeah.
But it's none of my business.
Mm-hmm.
Those that's their business, not yeah. mine. Sure isn't the government's.
Mm-hmm.
Love you guys.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. Caller. Okay.
Hi.
Go right ahead.
Thank you.
Okay.
You know, people tend to conflate these men dressed up in drag
mm-hmm.
as pedophiles, and for sure some of them are and some of them are not.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they're trying to normalize the concept of pedophilia because they have been putting yeah. compounds into our environment that alter the children in utero.
Mm-hmm.
And indeed, there was research published in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
Don't laugh. It was out of Queen's University in Canada. And the name of the study was Minor Physical Anomalies as a Window into the Prenatal Origins of Pedophilia.
Ugh.
These adult men who've been incarcerated
mm-hmm.
for pedophilia
mm-hmm.
had little physical anomalies that mark this as an early in the pregnancy, first trimester and early second trimester,
mm-hmm.
teratogenic exposure.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that they need to be sued out the wazoo mm-hmm. over this
yeah.
for doing this to children, to causing this issue, and that they're trying to head that off and they're trying to alter the jury pool.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks for the call. Something to think about and something to look into, too. I mean, all of that. Thank you for the call.
Well,
we've skirted up against those issues, too, talking on the show as well. So I'll look into it for sure.
We know that there's lots of substances mm-hmm. that do things in utero.
Yeah.
We know that even after you're born, mm-hmm. certain drugs, certain chemicals can cause reactions. Look at what they're saying. When I grew up, marijuana was the evil weed.
Right.
Then it became okay. Now they're saying it's the evil weed again
mm-hmm.
because it's not the same marijuana that it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And yet at the same time, because of the number of states that have mm-hmm. legalized it,
right.
there was a recent article in the last week that said drug testing has revealed that the surge in employee use of marijuana is a 25-year record high right now.
Mm.
Now, that because they're testing
definitely
everybody.
Is in Nevada. Have you gone to Nevada lately?
Yeah.
Good heavens.
I think it's much
gross.
Higher in some places.
Oh, it's just
yeah.
so gross to have to smell it all the time. Ugh. Anyway, it smells like a garbage can. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Well, hey, Kate. Hey,
Hi.
How are you guys?
Hi. Go right ahead.
So I guess my question would be for all of these drag shows, you know, wherever they want them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I was growing up, we would perform service for, like, the retiree centers, right? So all of the places the elderly didn't have people come in and visit them.
Mm-hmm.
And we would go in and we would play our musical instruments or we would talk to them and read to them. So why is it that they are so against going in and helping the elderly
mm-hmm.
and performing these drag shows in the retirement community? And they're so... drawn to the schools and kindergarten.
You're so right. You're so right. If they want to change minds, go to the
yeah.
elderly homes.
perform
there. You never see them wanting to do that. It's a really valid, great point.
Yeah.
It really is. You're right. Why does the audience always need to be kids? Very strange.
That's a community that needs
mm-hmm.
people to talk with them and engage
yeah.
with them. And
my gosh.
Who knows? I mean, look at Florida, for crying out loud. Like, you have a lot of, I mean, isn't that like the STD capital of the world right now? Like, all the retirement communities down there? They might really love this.
They would be, well, they'd be open arms, man, you know?
It might be.
You know what? It is kind of an interesting premise, though, that you bring up. I mean, they're picking and choosing their crowd, and it's a very specific
yeah.
crowd,
yeah.
and people should wonder about that. At 100%.
Exactly.
Why? Yeah, you never see them going to old folks' homes. Interesting. Nope. All right. I mean, I love it.
Let's put that idea in their head. They might want to try it.
There you go. Yeah, I have no problem. Consenting adults, go right ahead. Thank you. Appreciate the call. It was a great point.
Yeah.
Great insight.
But based on this, I think there's also two target populations. Because if they go after the children, mm-hmm. they also have to convince the parents it's okay.
Yeah.
So that's an age group of, what, 25 to 45?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
The parents are also being indoctrinated.
Yeah, they are. They are. And there's so many young parents that have been swept into this. Well, this will teach, I'll be a better parent, and this will teach my children how to love and accept everybody. You know, that's not how you teach love and acceptance. You know, I don't have to teach my kids to love strippers by bringing them to a stripper show. I don't. And I don't have to teach them to love those that are satanic by bringing them to a satanic church. Do I? I mean, is that what teaches them that? Or do I just say, love people regardless, but stay in your lane, do your thing, right?
The real problem for me mm-hmm. is that all of these things, what they basically are temptations. Mm-hmm. I mean, I pray the Lord's Prayer every day. Lead me not into temptation. Mm-hmm. You know, because it opens the door.
Right.
It opens the door.
It does.
And that's why I think so many people have turned away from God, because they've been led into temptation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And remember the show that we did where we were talking a lot about, look, everybody wants to feel good about themselves.
Sure.
It comes from an intention of, I want to be good, feel good. I want to be a great parent. That's why I'm a helicopter parent.
Yeah.
That's why I'm this. That's why I'm that. I want a pat on the back for being good. And a lot of people will do that because they're not getting those feelings from God, right? They're not from God, but they're not requesting those feelings come from God anymore. They're moving into government. And then, of course, this makes me feel good. And I get a pat on the back, so I'm going to go do these things because it just makes me feel better about me, about being a mom or whatever. It's not really truthful, but it is.
Well, that's
kind of that quest.
That's because how we feel comes from within.
Mm-hmm.
And when you start searching for that feeling from outside yourself, you're opening the door to anything.
A lot of, like, say, Democrats feel like money should be plundered and taken from every citizen for everything under the sun. It makes them feel good, like they did something. They didn't really do anything because they just consented for everybody to be robbed from. But they do it because they think that it's going to make them a better person, like they gave something.
So
when the government gives it.
Look at what's going on in New York City right now.
Mm-hmm.
New York City, they made themselves a sanctuary city at a time when they thought, hey, we can take care of a couple hundred migrants. We're going to be a sanctuary city.
That's not what happened.
Now when they have thousands and thousands, cost them $8 million a month, they can't do it.
They can't do it.
So all that altruism flew right out the window.
So true. You're right. It's the wrong kind of volunteerism and altruism. It really is. In the next hour or two, I'm going to play the best grad speech you've ever heard. Be right back. But we'll be right back in just a few minutes. Be right back. You've heard me talking about copper. FIQ, the FIQ products are incredible. You heard me talk to Dr. Morley Robbins. You heard me talk to Dr. Alfonso Manzo. Look, copper is the ingredient we're missing, and it is the master mineral. It tells the other minerals what to do. Go to the bottom of katedallyradio.com, look for the FIQ ad. When you see the FIQ picture, click on that. You have to click on that in order for the show to get credit for that, and I so appreciate you doing that. At the bottom of katedallyradio.com, where the sponsors are, order the Recuperate, the copper product called Recuperate, and also I take magnesium. I take both every single day. You'll love me for this. Thanks, you guys.
Lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Hi there. Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. So glad that you're calling in, and we love taking your calls. You were just talking about New York on the break, and because you just brought up
Yeah, no.
Sanctuary cities.
So we've got this situation on the southern border. Mm-hmm. Now, when New York City decided to designate themselves a sanctuary city, we didn't have a huge problem at the border. Mm-hmm. They didn't necessarily even consider that it was going to be a big deal at some point in time that they're a sanctuary city.
But it's the sounded nice politics.
Yes.
We're on board.
We care about these people. Blah, 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 blah. That's all well and good. They did it.
Grandstanding.
Today, the city council members were on the news talking about Joe Borelli, a New York City councilman, said, "We're boxed in by our own progressiveness."
I want to play that every day. Yeah. What?
We're boxed in by our own progress. What he's saying is, we made ourselves a sanctuary city.
We made a mistake.
And we made a mistake because it's costing them $8 million a day to take care of these migrants.
Wow.
50% of the hotel rooms in New York are filled with migrants instead of tourists.
Amazing.
So they want to end it. They want to repeal the sanctuary city thing and get rid of these people. So where was all the good feelings?
Right.
Where did they go? It's always the same story with people like this.
Yeah.
It feels great as long as I don't have to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
You're right.
No,
you're
it's wonderful
right.
to be a sanctuary city. Let Phoenix be it.
And then they still get to feel good about themselves for saying it. Oh, it's just garbage. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show.
Kate, do you think acceptance leads to normalization?
Yes, I do. I mean, look at our society and look what's happened in the last, say, 8 decades. Yep, I do.
Well, I'm looking at maybe Kate of 10 years ago. Would she have accepted drag queen doing what they want in the privacy of their own homes?
Yeah.
With knowing back then that the press wasn't totally compromised. Today, the press will enable and burgeon this whole thing.
Mm-hmm. No,
if
you're
you
right.
have private drag shows,
right.
they will report on it. I maintain that by you accepting it, saying, I don't care what they do, you are leading to its normalization. And that thought pattern is leading to normalization. And there goes your community.
Okay,
because it'll be discussed where you don't want it to be.
Right, but I disagree. I mean, allowing somebody to do what somebody's going to do, that's the freedom to. They allow me to do what I do. I allow them to do what they do. If somebody's gay, somebody's gay. It doesn't. There's nothing I'm going to do about that. There's nothing I can do about that. I know what my feelings
are about
it. Well,
the press will do it for you.
Yeah.
They will normalize it because it's accepted.
Okay.
If it wasn't accepted, the press would have a hard time normalizing it.
Okay.
Just saying, we're going to lose.
All right. Thanks for the call. Let's get Uncle Milty I'll explain.
The caller, as far as I'm concerned, he made a very valid point.
Yes.
Because let's take homosexuality. When I was young, homosexuality was hidden.
Right.
You didn't know somebody was homosexual. Right. They didn't announce it. They didn't make a big deal about it. In this case now, it's open and accepted, and it's becoming more prevalent.
Here's the difference. I don't accept it in the way of going to it, patroning it, giving money to it, acting like it's no big deal, being in the audience. I have all my own feelings still about the whole LGBT movement. Okay. But what do I want government to do? Knowing that when I ask government to step in to do many things about it, that they can do those same things to me too. So I think when you say acceptance turns into normalization, that's if I all of a sudden went, no, you know what? It's all good. I'm going to go visit an LGBT club. I'm just going to go hang out. Yeah, I'm straight, but I'm just going to go give them my, my support. Love is love. That's where it gets normalized. I'm still going to have my feelings about it. And my feelings about it aren't acceptance. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the freedom to live as you want to live. And I do agree with that.
I'm going to say this. 2 years ago, if you asked these college athlete girls what they felt about transgenderism, they would have said, it's perfectly okay if they feel like they want to identify as a woman.
But
until it got into their sport.
When government went in and said they can compete in their sport, now it's probably, and so it's government involvement. the day I ever went to an event like that and all of a sudden was totally for it, then you could accuse me of acceptance yes. goes into normalization. But that's not the case. It's not how I feel about things. But I do believe in freedom. Be right back. I want to play for you a great speech. Be right back.